Thank you for choosing your Extra Tech podcast. Be sure to check out the links and sponsors in the description.
We've had radiation safety officers call us and say, wow, wait, your product's testing better than lead and it's non-lead. And they're amazed by it.
Hello and welcome to your X-ray Tech podcast. I'll be your X-ray Tech for today. And today I'm joined by a special guest, Chief Executive Officer Julia Jacobson. She is the CEO of Blockser Solutions and the CEO of Next Medical Products. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that, a little bit about herself, and some great information overall. So stay tuned. Julia, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name's Julia. As Jason said, I'm CEO of Blockser and Next Medical. It's two different medical device companies. Next Medical is in New Jersey and Blockser is in Salt Lake City, Utah. We make all our products in the U.S., so I bounce back and forth between those two states, overseeing the facility. Next Medical in New Jersey, we make ultrasound gel. It's the clear image ultrasound gel product line. And then in Utah, Blockser makes x-ray protection aprons. So two different product lines, two different companies, but both in the diagnostic imaging space.
Wow, that's awesome. So let's start with Next Medical Products. So you said y'all make the gel for ultrasound, right?
Yeah. A lot of people just think ultrasound gel is thick water, but we think there's a lot more to it. It's actually really important for your ultrasound quality to have really good quality gel. So we actually, our gel is called Clear Image. We acquired the product line. It's been around for like 40 years, but it's called Clear Image because we don't have any dyes or fragrances. We're the only hypoallergenic gel on the market. That's a big selling point for us. And clear because we have no air bubbles. So we have a proprietary mixing process that makes the gel bubble free. So you're getting the best ultrasound image possible.
Where is this product available? Like, how can people get a hold of your product?
Yeah, so we sell mostly direct to hospitals and through distribution. So if you're a clinician, you should be able to just ask for it. If it's not already in your facility, we can ship to any hospital and all the big distributors. You can buy direct from us as well. So if you're a travel nurse, like we have single patient packets that are really popular, especially if you're demonstrating ultrasound. Like if you're on the road demonstrating handheld ultrasound, we make little single dose packets. So you could buy those direct.
I had an episode earlier of how to start your own ultrasound business. So I think there is going to be a big switch in, you know, not just hospitals anymore, but more, you know, opportunities for patients to get their exams done. And these techs can now have a more of a option, right? More choice. They don't have to just settle with a certain type of gel. Now they have options.
Yeah. And especially if you're buying your own equipment, even just a Doppler device, you really want to take care of it. So having a good gel that has no dyes, nothing that's going to affect the transducer is pretty important.
Yeah. So Next Medical Products, you said you're based off of what state? I'm sorry.
New Jersey.
Okay.
The gel was founded. Our inventor is in Washington State. His name is Gene Larson. And he actually invented ultrasound equipment. And that was his background. And he didn't like the gels on the market because they were all dyed blue or they added a like baby scent fragrance, all things that could be skin irritants or also erode your transducer. So he wanted like the cleanest, purest gel. And so that's why he invented our ultrasound gel as a side project, really. And then we bought that company in 2012. So we've been doing it in New Jersey for the last 11 plus years.
You know, how did you come up with this product, right? Or why? What's the why? And that's a great answer. So it's less irritant for the patient.
Yeah. And a lot of people wonder, well, why is the gel, most of the gel on the market blue? And it's kind of like, why is Windex blue? It doesn't need to be. And Gene, the inventor, actually taught me that when this is, I think, in like the 1940s, maybe with defibrillators, so electroconductive gel versus ultrasound gel, they look the same. But when you want to know which one is going to conduct the most electricity, they made that clear. And then the ultrasound gel was blue. That's how the clinicians could tell the difference. But now defibrillations with pads, and it's just different. So there's really no need to be telling the difference. So the blue dye that you see is just, you know, like Windex, it's just marketing.
Just marketing.
Brand recognition. Yeah.
Wow.
So we don't do, so we try to be, you know, hypoallergenic, especially everyone today is allergic to everything,
Yes.
especially with pediatrics. You don't even know what they're allergic to yet. So why add an ingredient that's not needed?
Yeah, wow, that's great. Yeah, that's a great solution. Great solution. And you're also the CEO of Blockstar Solutions, right? So you're the manufacturer of radiation protection garments.
So Bloxer, we acquired Bloxer in 2014, and that's in Salt Lake City. They made everything there, so we kept the company there. That's why I go back and forth. And they have a patented core material. So most people are used to X-ray protection being lead. We put lead in quotes now, and put can't see me, but air quotes, because our product is non-lead. So people still say, "Grab my lead," but ours is non-toxic, non-lead, but it's 0.5 lead equivalent. The ingredients are actually bismuth oxide and barium sulfate. So we have two different layers in there. And we have a proprietary manufacturing process that makes it flexible. So our aprons won't crack. So you can fold them up, you can put them in a locker, you can throw them in the back of your car, especially if you're like a travel nurse or travel clinician. They're really popular. You can throw it in your backpack. And then because it's flexible, it's also machine washable. So you can clean it. Because usually, or historically, the lead aprons have been kind of passed around and everyone's wearing them and they get pretty disgusting. So we have a hygienic product, and because it doesn't crack, it lasts a really long time. We have customers that have had their aprons for 10 years. So
Wow.
especially if you're going to buy it for yourself, like, you know, it's a pretty big investment, you might as well get something that's going to last the longest.
Yeah, and they look pretty cool too. I like the color options that you all have. And I think nowadays, I think healthcare professionals are more like aware of they want to show their style. They want to show a little piece of themselves. So like the traditional ones, they work, they do the job, but I think it's we're ready for some. Some change.
Yeah, I mean, you're wearing it every day, right? So people put time and effort into what jacket they buy to wear outside or what winter coat you're going to get. So why not put the same amount of effort into what you're going to wear in the workplace?
Absolutely, absolutely. And those are big points there. Like, with lead, we're concerned about the cracks, and once they're cracked, you pretty much have to replace them. And you're saying these. With the technology they have, we don't have to worry about that anymore, but yet it's still doing the same protection.
Actually protects even more or higher protection than 0.5 lead at the lower energy levels. So we've had radiation safety officers call us and say, "Wow, wait, your product's testing better than lead and it's non-lead," and they're amazed by it. So it's because of the bismuth and barium, the two different layers of filtration. You're kind of the X-ray is basically being filtered twice before it could get to your body. So it's really great. And those lower energy levels, you know, people are like, "Oh, it's a lower dose," but people are doing more procedures, so it's cumulative. So you're still being exposed. You're being exposed even more, even though it's a lower dose. It's, you know, more surgeries have gotten faster. Everything's minimally invasive, so you can get more done, but that's more exposure.
So what kind of options do you have for the lead apparel by itself?
So we make all the standard, you know, what you'd see, the frontal aprons, the skirts and vests, but we're women-owned and we have a focus on women's health. And there are more and more women going into healthcare as a profession, which is really cool. I think it's been a long time coming, but also now that there are more women, especially in positions of power and decision makers, there's more of a focus on products made for women. So, like female clinicians historically were just given whatever vest was in the room and they're unisex, so it has a huge gaping armhole, and your breast tissue could be completely exposed to radiation. So we saw that, heard complaints from customers that were just saying, "Oh, we at trade shows, we wish we could buy your product, but we're just given whatever because we're like, you know, bottom of the food chain." So that ticked me off, and we decided to come out with bra inserts. So they're flexible, machine washable. You just literally insert it in your bra, and it blocks radiation as if you're like a lead shield. But you can toss them in the wash. They're super comfortable. They're not that expensive, so they're meant for you to be able to buy yourself in case your hospital facility is not giving you adequate protection. So those are really huge. So we can do a lot of cool things because our technology is flexible. We
Yeah.
can make cool products. So we make like added inserts if you're pregnant. So if you maybe want some extra protection. I met a woman in Hawaii and she was 8 months pregnant and she was wearing like a 27-pound lead apron.
Wow.
And I mean, I was like, she's gonna give herself back problems. So she switched over to Bloxer, and it's half the weight of true lead. And we just have some features like shoulder pads and an elastic band and just some things that make it more comfortable to keep it off your body. And she now has had three kids and she's still wearing her boxer apron almost a decade later. So it's definitely worth it. And I think more and more women, especially now that they're in positions of leadership, they are taking more care into what products are being bought for their clinicians and their female clinicians. So everyone should have lead that fits.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey guys, a common question I get is if I offer tutoring or coaching, and the answer is yes, I do. You could sign up for a session by visiting yourxraytech.com. Plus, you could get $10 off your session with the promo code TECH10. That's TECH10. I look forward to working with you soon.
Yeah. So listening to the customer, and you're right. There's seems to be an increase in more females going into healthcare, especially in radiology. By far, a lot more women entering the field today versus, let's say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and more so women in power. I mean, you're the CEO of not just one, but two companies. How did you come about that position? Like, was that a goal of yours? Was that something...
No. Well, I was pre-med in college. I thought, and until I stopped that in college, I thought I was going to be a doctor. That's what I had wanted to do since I was like 7 years old. But I just changed my mind along the way. And my dad was in medical devices. So he had a company that made blood pressure cuffs in New Jersey. So I'm one of five kids. Our summer jobs were working at his factory. So we kind of grew up in the industry of medical devices from the sales manufacturing side, not the clinician side. And that I guess sparked my interest to go to this side of the industry instead of the actual medicine side.
Any tips or, you know, inspiration for females maybe thinking about entering the field or to, you know, a role like a CEO of medical companies? Any advice that you would share with them?
I mean, just go for it. I always meet, I love meeting female clinicians. That's why I go to trade shows, because it has changed over the last decade. I mean, from being very male dominated to like vascular surgery is 50-50, you kind of see the trends. And I'm always, when we're showing our product, like, oh, this is so cool, but my hospital's not going to buy this for me. Or, you know, I'm at the bottom of the food chain, or no one listens to me. And I'm like, no, you have a right to be protected. Your job is dangerous. You're exposed to radiation. So, you know, you tell them what product you want, even if it's not our product, you know, just you should get radiation protection that actually protects you. So I think that the big thing is just to speak up. And that's sort of to anyone young in the industry, too. I think a lot of times you don't say anything. You don't think you have a voice, but you definitely do. So, and as and, you know, if you're the minority, if you're young female, you're the minority, you're not comfortable speaking up. But I think now that there are more women in these positions, or your boss might be a female, then you can speak up about female protection.
Yeah. And that's another thing too. I think the ones entering the field are younger and younger, and I think they need that confidence, or I don't think they're aware of that they have a voice, that you have a voice. You do have a choice, right? And these are great options and new solutions to what we need in the field, because we are dealing with radiation. So BlockStar sounds like a great solution.
If you're applying for a job, I would ask them, what kind of radiation protection do you offer? You know, how are you going to protect me in this job? I think those are valid questions to ask.
Absolutely.
Do you get your own lead, or do you have to buy it yourself? That kind of stuff.
That's right. Yeah. And I think sometimes, like in some smaller facilities, you know, the ones that run the actual clinic, sometimes they're not aware of everything that goes on within the radiology department. So sometimes we're the ones having to, like, you know, educate them on certain things. So now that there's like, oh, maybe we should go with these shields instead of these for these reasons. How can people find out about more, get more information about BlockStar or next medical products?
I would say check out both of our websites, so nextmedicalproducts.com and Bloxr, BLOXR.com. We're a little bit active on social media, not in a huge way, but we actually found out about this podcast on Instagram. So the Bloxr Instagram is fairly active, especially seeing new designs and new patterns. You can definitely follow us on Instagram. And yeah. And reach out to me. You can reach out to me directly if anyone has any questions about our companies too.
Awesome. And what's the best way to reach out to you, Julia?
You can email me. My Bloxer email is jjacobson@bloxer.com.
Awesome. And I could always add all those links to the bottom here, whether you're listening on the audio or the video.
Well, the other product actually I didn't even mention, which is really cool technology from Bloxer too, is it's patented a radiation protection hand cream. Okay. So historically, people have worn lead gloves that are really bulky, uncomfortable. I don't know how you do your job if they're super thick, or just no protection because, you know, the gloves are clunky. So we have a lotion that's like sunscreen, but for this type of radiation, and you can put it directly on your skin and put your gloves on top, your normal gloves, and maintain your tactile ability, and you're protecting your hand. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's something different for sure. And so you just apply this on your hands, just like a regular.
You can put it directly on your hands. Some people, because it'll just wash off. You can also put it between two pairs of gloves. So if you double glove, you can put on a pair of gloves, put the cream all on your hands, and then put another pair of gloves on top. So then when you peel your gloves off, you don't even have to, you know, scrub it off. But it's water-based, so it comes off pretty easily. But it's pretty big for interventional radiology or even like orthopedic hand surgeons, people that are really close to the beam. If you have to, you know, if you have to be exposed, you definitely want to protect yourself. We can see, I've met some people and they're like, oh, I wish I had this when I was younger. And they have all these like lesions on their hands and they've had, you know, potentially cancerous cells removed. And so it's definitely important. Again, more procedures, more exposure, you need more protection.
Yeah, we are seeing an increase in exams, you know, across the board, whether it's x-ray, interventional radiology. There has been some talks on radiation protection, like as far as using shields. Some techs would say, you know, you might not always have to shield or things like that.
Like, I guess it depends on how exposed you are. I know if you can step out of the room or if you're not near the beam, then I guess, you know, it's up to you. I would say like, well, it doesn't hurt, right, to protect yourself. And I think historically, though, if someone told me I had to put on like a 30-pound apron and I was not even near the beam, I'd be like, you know, it's not worth the scoliosis or whatever damage I'm going to do to my back. But now, because there are lighter products on the market like Bloxer, and you don't even feel like you're wearing anything, like, why not protect yourself? I met with a doctor and he sat down and was having lunch in his skirt and vest, you know, lead, non-lead Bloxer. And he's like, yeah, it's great. I don't have to take it off. So it's that comfortable and lightweight. So I would wear it, but it's up to you, I guess, right. And up to the facility. Yeah. They're just trying to protect you if they have those requirements. So
I know, like the trade shows, right? You said you do some of the trade shows. What are some of the shows that you've done, and maybe what's your favorite?
Yeah, so I'm the CEO, so I do a little bit of everything, but my main focus is actually regulatory, like our FDA audits, ISO audits, getting approval in foreign countries. Really the not fun stuff, but I do go to trade shows because I like meeting with customers. I like hearing like the bra inserts that I came out with. We never would have thought of those if I hadn't met with clinicians at a trade show telling me that they're not being protected. So I really like going to the show as more of the technical salesperson, in case people have questions about the core material in Bloxer aprons, but also really to meet customers and get feedback and just hear what they want and need. In the workplace. So some of our big shows are AAOS, the Orthopedic Surgery Show, Vascular Surgery. With ultrasound gel, we go to APIC, which is infection prevention now, because we focus on individual packets of gel for infection prevention. What other ones do we do? Interventional radiology. That's a big one too for Bloxer. And a lot of our sales reps, we have sales reps, so we have independent reps. So it's really hands-on. If you want a sales rep to come in and measure you or show you products, we have people all over the country and they do a lot of regional shows. Wow. So that could be interventional radiology, infection prevention. It could be a whole array of things.
What's one of the events that people could look forward to this year?
Our next upcoming show, we have a show at the end of March, we'll be in Salt Lake City, SIR. That's the Society of Interventional Radiology. And I would normally be there, but and it's local to our facility. It's 10 minutes from our office. So that would have been great. But I'm actually having a baby. So
Oh.
I am due 2 weeks after that show. So I'm not allowed to travel. So you could go and you'll get to see our staff, but I'm bummed to miss the one local show we probably will ever have. Or actually, sorry, I'm wrong. No, Orthopedic Surgery, AAOS, is in San Francisco in February. And I will be at that one. That will be my last flight before I'm not allowed to fly anymore.
Wow. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I would have never thought. I mean, I can't see the baby bump from here, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it's small. I'm 6 months pregnant, though.
Wow.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm tall.
Is that baby number one?
Yep, number one.
Congratulations. It's truly a blessing. It really is a blessing. Do we know gender yet?
We're not going to find out. So the doctor knows, but we don't know.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Do you have a feeling? That's it. You have a feeling.
I think it's a boy.
Okay.
I have no reason for that, though.
Just thinking.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be
well, you know, when you see the ultrasounds today are so much better than they used to be. But they all kind of look like boys, I guess. So I feel like when I started seeing the ultrasound, I started saying he for no reason. And so that's what I think. But since we don't want to know the gender, I kind of look away too. So it doesn't, you know, I don't see anything on the ultrasound that will give it away.
There you go. Can we talk a little bit about a day in the life of a CEO for radiation protection equipment business, but also a day in the life for Next Medical Product?
Yeah, so a lot of people ask me, like, what does the CEO actually do? And it's funny because I think any CEO just puts out fires, does everything that comes up that was not in the plan and is not in anyone's job description. And if you run a small business, yeah, it's on you. Like, I'm having a baby, but my first baby is my company. So I spend a lot of time just doing things that come up. I mean, new customers, new product development, or new equipment in the manufacturing facility. We can really go in all different directions. But I, as I said before, my focus is unique in that it's regulatory. I don't know any other CEO of a med device company actually that does regulatory, probably because it's not that fun. Like, not what you want to be doing. So I handle, you know, the FDA audits. And if we have a customer that has a JCO audit in their facility and they have questions on, you know, how radiation protection aprons, for example, they should be inspected most facilities once a year. If they have questions on, you know, when they bought our product and how, when they tested it last, we have a great program called Bloxer Tracks, and you can put all your aprons in there and it tracks. It'll be like when it's due for inspection, things like that. So I get the regulatory related phone calls, which that's Bloxer Tracks is actually really cool. If you're in charge of tracking all the lead in your facility, I don't mean like physically tracking, like where it is, but just tracking in that, yes, we own this apron and it was checked last year. It has no cracks. So it's suitable for clinicians to wear, that type of tracking. So we help customers with that. But yeah, day to day, it's all over the place. This morning I had a call about Bloxer Tracks and then hopped on a podcast with you.
Nice.
So with Ultrasound Gel, we're working on some new product development. We do contract manufacturing. So we manufacture products just for other people and cosmetics and even outside the ultrasound gel world. So
wow,
it's exciting. It changes every day.
Every day, something different, new fire to put out.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're small fires, right? They're small fires.
Yeah. Luckily, yeah, knock on wood. But we're a small business, so we have to pivot, you know, and use resources where we can.
You got a great line of products. Is there anything that you could share that's maybe up and coming or something to look forward to? Maybe another product or a different version of it?
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but Bloxer, because it's flexible material, so like the bra inserts, we have a few product ideas that will hopefully come out this year that no one else has on the market that only we can make because it's flexible. So other ways to protect yourself. And maybe without having to wear it. I know people still complain about having to put on an apron. So I think there are other ways, other things you can make to like protect in the room.
That's awesome. So something to look forward to. And we'll keep everybody updated on that, right? When there is a new product launch. That's awesome. That's exciting. So again, you said you're on social media, right?
Instagram is the best for Bloxer. I think it's just user-friendly, and especially when we want to show off patterns or designs, it's easiest to do it on Instagram. And our Bloxer Instagram is BLOXRXPF.
Nice.
So XPF is what we call the inside of our aprons and stands for X-ray protection factor. So Bloxer XPF is our Instagram.
So Julia, it's been a pleasure. Very nice meeting you. Thank you for all the information and the innovation. The innovation in your products is amazing. I look forward to seeing some samples and following up with the new product lines that are possibly coming out soon. Before we close out, was there anything else that you would like to share?
No, thanks for having me on, Jason. This was really great.
Some of the coolest radiology shirts, underscrubs, notebooks, and stickers are available at my website, yourxraytech.com. Check it out.